You're listening to WMIE Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you, friends, for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Happy Monday to everyone, the start of a new week. Start of a new message here today on WGOD. Today you're going to hear something I preached about 3 weeks ago at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled Paul's Thorn in the Flesh. It's taken out of the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. It says, "Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Now, here this week, Monday through Thursday, we are going to have an exhaustive look, meaning we're going to cover everything, line upon line, precept upon precept. We're going to analyze what this is, and we're going to look at, without a shadow of a doubt, where it came from. That's what we're looking at here today. This is about a 35-minute long sermon, so it'll play for 4 days. If you'd like the whole thing, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com, and I can either email you the link or I can mail you the disc if you'd like. For more info on this ministry, wgodradio.com. Back in the pulpit again this coming Sunday. On this Sunday morning, I'm preaching something out of 1 John chapter 2. I think it's verse 18. That says, "Little children, this is the last hour." And it's a look at, this Sunday morning, what makes me saying this is the last hour different than John saying it 2,000 years ago. More on that towards the end of the week. Let's get into this message now. This is part one. Again, this will play Monday through Thursday, part one of a look at Paul's thorn in the flesh. Paul's thorn in the flesh. Now, this was not my intended sermon today. For reasons unknown to me, this is the message the Lord wants me to deliver today. Paul's thorn in the flesh. The book of 2 Corinthians, or as Mr. Trump would say, 2 Corinthians. Chapter 12. You know, I saw some great theologian the other day say 2 Corinthians. You know, Trump was right. He said, well, the guy who taught him and told him to say that said 2 Corinthians. And that's how they do it in Europe and England and everywhere else. It's not 2 Corinthians. They say 2 Corinthians, 2 Thessalonians. So he wasn't lying. Anyway, we're in Paul's thorn in the flesh today. What was Paul's thorn in the flesh? I hear this text incorrectly interpreted all the time by people that don't think that Christians can get sick or have sickness. Because you have to incorrectly interpret the meaning of this text to come up with the wrong interpretation or understanding. So let's turn in our Bibles, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, as you turn in there, let me set the context. Again, 2 Corinthians 12. Actually, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 24. We're going to start. But Paul's attempting to justify himself
haven't been backed into a corner and forced to do this because of the people there were trying to discredit him and his apostleship. Others were claiming to be apostles. And Paul is saying here that, as we pick it up again, 2 Corinthians 11:24, Paul is saying that this is the kind of stuff that happens to a genuine apostle. Verse 24, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen. Boy, you thought that Pauline had perils. In perils by a heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brothers. Now, you want to be an apostle? How come all the apostles I meet drive Cadillacs? These guys were naked and poor and destitute. Paul said an apostle was the scum of the world, the offscouring of all things. Verse 28, besides all these things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offended and I burn not? Verse 30, if I must needs glory, I will glory at the thing. Now remember, in this context, glory means boast in the King James. Okay? If I must glory, I'll glory or boast in the things concerning my infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Okay, so now, chapter 12. Paul's going to lay on these guys, the greatest one of them all, one in which no one could match, and that is a trip to paradise. All these guys call themselves apostles. This is where we're going to draw the line. Though you've never endured any of the things that Paul has, how about a trip to paradise? Chapter 12, verse 1. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory or boast. I will come now to visions and revelations of the Lord. Okay, he's building on that last text we just read about real apostles and what they go through. I know a man in Christ, verse 2, above or more than over, 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. That's interesting, isn't it? How could he not know if he was in his body or not? Was caught up to the third heaven. In the body, out of the body, I don't know. Paul himself says, I can't even tell. How he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. All right, Paul here is trying to be humble and not say that this was about himself, talking of himself in the third person. But in verse 6, he spills the beans and admits he's talking about himself. So Paul says he knows a man, meaning him, who 14 years ago had something extraordinary happen to him. He says he doesn't know if his body was transported there. Get it? Beam me up, Scotty. Or if his spirit went there. Kind of like John's. Remember, John says he found himself in the spirit on the Lord's day. And I joke about being transported. But this is the same Greek word that's used concerning the rapture of the church. Here translated as caught up in verse 4. Verse 4 says he was caught up into paradise. 1 Thessalonians 4:17, Paul says, those who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we shall ever be with the Lord. Same word here. This is another example in the Bible of this, the rapture being taught, being of the event being taught, it being taught of people being translated. Same thing happened to Enoch. Check this out. Turn with me, please. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. Notice, please, the first three words. It says what? By faith, Enoch. There's only one way this will ever happen to you. That is by faith. It wasn't even translated by the power of God, though he was. He was translated by faith. This happened to him. Without faith, you're not much use to the master. By faith, Enoch was translated. And by faith, you will be translated as well. No faith, no translation. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. By faith, Enoch was translated so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Translated. This is the Greek word metatithemi. Means this. It means beam me up, Scotty. To be moved, okay, metatithemi. Tithemi means to stand. Meta means a change of condition. You want to be technical? To move from one place to another. Gene Roddenberry was ahead of his time. Or he stole it from the Bible. To be moved, let me add this. If you miss this, you're lost. If you miss this, you're lost. You're lost because you rejected the Savior. And now at this point, the Savior has returned and has snatched his own out of the world. And the door has been shut like he warned it was going to happen. If you miss being translated, anyone in this church misses this, you're lost. If you're still here when the trumpet sounds, you're lost because you heard the message here and you rejected it. Don't believe me? Read Matthew 25, verses 1 through 12. Read Luke chapter 13, verse 24. Read Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, when God shut the door on Noah on the ark. The people outside the ark didn't get a second chance.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Would you believe me? Would you listen if I told you that there is a love that makes a way and never holds you back? So won't you break free?